Good morning. Kane Williamson and Trent Bolt headline the Black Caps that have put their names forward to play in the inaugural The Hundred cricket competition in England next year. Williamson and Bolt are in the second bracket of overseas players for this week's draft, with a reserve price of £100,000 each. The top English players have already been selected by the eight city-based franchises for the new 100-ball competition. More than 30 New Zealanders have signed up for the draft, with Henry Nicholls and Tom Latham the only two members of the Black Caps side that played in this year's World Cup final that haven't put their names forward. It remains unclear whether Maria Folau has played her final home test for the Silver Ferns. The veteran shooter was clearly emotional ahead of the second Constellation Cup test in Auckland, which Australia won 48-42. New Zealand won't play at home again until late next year, when Folau's netball career may be over. Silver Ferns coach Nolene Taurua has been unable to shed any light on her future, but says Folau had a strong game in front of her hometown crowd.
She loves shooting, and that showed what she can do out there. I was really pleased for her that she was able to just really muscle it out. She showed so much heart and blooming grit out there. So we're happy every day that she's with us.
Yeah.
And what will be as, you know, as this series ends.
Nolene Taurua. Formula One has reached an agreement in principle to host a Grand Prix in Miami from 2021. The proposed Grand Prix on a track around the Miami Dolphins NFL stadium would be the second F1 race in the United States alongside the US Grand Prix in Austin. And Game 4 of the American League Championship Baseball Series between the Houston Astros and Yankees has been postponed until tomorrow because of expected inclement weather in New York. The Astros hold a 2-1 lead in the best of seven series. Koina na pūlongo, hakina kina.